This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is Thursday. Thursday, the 24th of July, 2003. We'll be live for the next 3 hours, and we'll cover a mass of vital news and information as we attempt to warn the American people and the people of the world about the perils of the New World Order and its criminal crime syndicates and mechanisms. Before I take 20 calls on air about this subject, let me just cover it now. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are rarely down, but as the traffic has grown, we've had to expand the size of servers and server farms, and every time we grow out of our britches, we have some problems. But the current outage, I'm told, is because of some of the backbone of the Internet itself, where our servers are located. There's a problem in that city. And we've already gotten a bunch of calls at my office, and then we've gotten calls at the network and a bunch of emails that people can't get to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and I apologize. But that should be up very, very soon. My particular network administrator, who never really has this problem but a few times a year to deal with, is in another state right now and is trying to get to a computer to fix it. It's been down for a couple hours. We just learned of it about 30 minutes ago. But to know already from another network administrator what the specific problem is. So that should be back up. But, hey, that's why we have redundancy. We're updating Infowars.net right now. In the next 30 minutes, you'll be able to go read the news we're about to cover at Infowars.net. Because Infowars.net and JonesReport.com and other websites that we have are on different servers. And they're on servers that don't have video and audio clips. That's what really weighs them down. So victims of our own success here. Generally, when this happens every once in a while, this, though, is because I'm told there's a backbone problem that's affecting a bunch of websites that emanate out of a particular city. Okay, when we get back, I'll get into a bunch of news. I know for about half the audience that meant nothing because you're not on the computer and don't visit the website every day. But we post the news we cover there, and people like to go read along and check out the bills and legislation for themselves. But again, you'll be able to do that at Infowars.net, which is not just our ISP company for Internet service, but it's also a backup news site that we update as well. So that's why we have Infowars.net, separate system. And we're going to start more websites on other servers. My goal is to have about 10 different websites on 5 or 6 different servers, and we're going to be getting that goal completed here in the near future. Just if we get the time to get it done, we will. The big news, poll shows many Germans see U.S. behind September 11th. And I've seen similar major polls out of France, where about 60% of the public believes the U.S. government carried out 911. That's 80-plus million people in that country, and 60-plus percent believe the government did it. Well, no, the government did it. It's an absolute fact. 68% of Germans believe that they're being lied to by the press. A full 30%. Or people below 30, a large percent of those below 30 believe the government did it as well, 19% of those below 30. Bunch of different poll numbers. I'll go over those for you. This has got to be upsetting the globalists to have more and more people aware of who carried out those attacks. And by the way, the numbers are much higher than what you see in these polls. I mean, over in France, they write books about 911 and government involvement. It sells, you know, 30 million copies. There's only 80-something million people in the country, folks. And you can say whatever you want about the Europeans, but they know about the New World Order. They know how corrupt their governments are, and they know how corrupt our government is. We'll be right back.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're now 8 minutes and 20 seconds into the first hour of this Thursday worldwide edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us today, and for the folks that listen to us in different time zones when this broadcast is rebroadcast, or for those that listen to us on stations that re-air these shows on the weekend, welcome to the show. You're always welcome to tune in weekdays from 11 to 2 Central during the day and back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. You're always welcome to call in while we are live, and then hear yourself played back later in your area. And again, folks, we are going out on the AM and FM dial on a growing list of AM and FM affiliates, simulcasting on Global Shortwave during the day from 11 to 2 Central Time on 12.172 and 9320, and back from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. And you can always listen to us on the Internet, streaming at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. But today there's some work going on the backbone of the Internet near our servers, and so Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are not accessible by most. That should be up in the near future today. You can go to our mirror site or our alternative server And that's InfoWars.net. So if you ever go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com and they're down, which is a rarity, but as they grow, it's happened a few times, you can simply visit InfoWars.net. Okay, let me go ahead and jump into the news, and there is a lot of it today, and it is all extremely important. This is out of Reuters. Poll shows many Germans see U.S. behind September 11th. Poll shows many Germans see U.S. behind September 11th. That's a big deal. And it says that 68% of all Germans don't trust the media and think that there is a cover-up, and about 20% of Germans in all age groups hold the view that the government, the U.S. government, carried out September 11th. One in three Germans below the age of 30 believe the U.S. government carried out the attacks. So one third under 30, 20% overall of the German people in all age groups and demographics, and 68% think there's a cover-up and smell a rat. They're just not sure. Well, let me tell you, I've done my own little poll nationwide on over 1,000 AM and FM stations that I've been interviewed on as a guest. Some of them syndicated, some of them little mom and pop AM, some of them big 50,000 watt blowtorches in New York or Rhode Island or KOA and or KFI. I mean, LA, Denver, you name it. A lot of you have heard me on those shows, and I'll be on the big ones for 2 hours, prime time, middle of the night, in the morning, in the afternoon, doesn't matter. Open the phones. They'll take 30 calls. Everybody agrees but one person. They'll say I should be arrested and I should be killed. I mean, you've heard them on the air. You should be killed. You're a traitor. If I ever see you, I'll kill you. I get emails like that. You're working with Al-Qaeda because I expose that our government is Al-Qaeda and controls Al-Qaeda and is not our government and is carrying out the attacks. Firefighters, SWAT team people, school teachers, guys that work at the local newspaper call in, people with British accents, people with Caribbean accents. I mean, they all call in. Yes, you're right. I knew it day one. I've seen the evidence. They point out key pieces of evidence from the plethora, the cornucopia of evidence. I mean, I just hope the globalists realize that they can lie all day and put their spin out all day, and they can blow more stuff up and kill more people, and we hope they don't, and tell us how they're saving us and telling us we need to love them. They can put the gun to our head of terrorism and say capitulate to tyranny or it's over. But I'm here to tell you, a lot of people are afraid to stand up in church and talk about it, and they're afraid to stand up in their classroom and talk about it, and they're afraid to talk about it in the grocery store. But when I'm on 1,000-plus interviews, it's well over 1,000 now, multiple interviews a day in the last 23 months since September 11th, and I did hundreds of interviews before that, probably 500, 600 in all the years before that, and things have just accelerated since then. And think about that. You talk about a poll. They call a big poll 5,000 people or 1,002 people or all these different polling numbers we see. I've done interviews on the most conservative talk shows, you know, on KOGO and WABC, and I've been everywhere. Pacifica Radio for 2 hours, just public radio in Austin, everywhere, all over the place, over 1,000 interviews. And most interviews will take 20 calls, 10 calls, 15 calls. I'm on for 30 minutes. They'll take 10 calls, 5 calls. No one disagrees. You'd start taking 30 calls in 2 hours, maybe one guy gets in. Now, there's the exception of where, you know, I'll be in some really conservative backwoods area where they aren't real conservatives, but they're well-meaning people. They don't understand they're neocons. They're the new super liberal that doesn't even know they're liberal. And I tell them, Bush wants your guns, and they'll call in and go, well, that's fine, squirrel. Yeah, you ought to leave Texas, boy. Where are you from, New York City? You know, and this guy's probably from New York a generation ago, walking around in his big cowboy hat telling me that. But that's the kind of stuff I get. I mean, that's about... It's resistance to the facts is almost zero, folks. 1,000 interviews and maybe 100 callers that disagree with me. Maybe 100. I don't know. I've been on a few stations where there'll be two or three that call them or where they're really stupid or dumbed down or mindless. Okay, maybe 150 callers that really disagreed out of thousands and 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 thousands. I'm a liberal. I'm a conservative. I'm a libertarian. I'm a police officer. I'm a firefighter. Yeah, Bill Clinton blew up Oklahoma City. I'm on the SWAT team and the bomb squad. That was obvious. We all know it. We got your tapes here in Orlando, on the Orlando SWAT team. You know, calls like that. I work here at the Denver Post, and we all know Bush did it, you know. So here's Reuters, and I don't mean to get off into this diatribe for 10 minutes, but think about it. That's a big deal, folks, that they can say we're all buying these lies, but it's just not the case. And yeah, there's going to be people who buy the hype and mindlessly jump into it. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of soccer moms, a lot of liberals that are the biggest supporters of the neocons right now. And I know a lot of Democrats that are now going, I like Bush. You see, because you're stupid. And if you can get conned by Bill Clinton, you're going to get conned by Mr. Satan Claus. But poll shows many Germans see U.S. behind September 11th. Berlin, this is from yesterday, July 23rd, Reuters, and it's up on Infowars.net, our backup site. Almost 1 in 3 Germans below the age of 30 believes the U.S. government may have sponsored the September 11, 2001 attacks on the New York and Washington, according to a poll published on Wednesday. And about 20% of Germans in all age groups hold this view, a survey of 1,000 people conducted for the weekly Die Zeit said, major weekly newspaper. It also said 68% of all Germans felt that the media had not reported the full truth behind the attacks, in which some 3,000 people were killed when hijacked planes were crashed into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. By the way, Germany's technology minister, about 20 months ago, put out a report. He didn't just make a statement. And by the way, part of his report is in that George Humphrey audio book we offer the shopping cart that you can get through to an Infowars.net and the 911 Great Illusion. But the German technology minister, and the guy's got all these awards. I mean, he's got a head the size of a watermelon. He's got like 170 IQ. He came out and he said, it is impossible. The story is a fraud. The military-industrial complex launched these attacks. I have conducted a detailed analysis. Well, so have we, and so have all these other engineers and hundreds of military officers and everybody else, including the Easter Bunny. And it would be easier for me to fly to the moon, okay, by gluing feathers on my back. I'm not joking. I'm serious. It would be easier for fire ants to build a rocket in your backyard and go to Mars than for all these things to happen that happened when you add them all together. Okay? In fact, when in Portugal, hundreds of former U.S. military officers and others met and had a 76-hour press conference until people almost collapsed, detailing all the evidence. There's so much. This was in major Portugal newspapers. They met over there, and they went over all this. They said that the Pentagon could probably only carry this out 1 out of 3 tries. Okay? It's that sophisticated, that type of precision. Just down the line, just the G's being pulled by the aircraft. Fighter jocks watched that and said, I couldn't do that. Oh, but all three of them hit just right and, you know, do these double swoop, twist, double twist right into the Pentagon perfectly and right into the World Trade Centers with their beacons turned off and NORAD standing down. It just goes on and on forever. It goes on and on. Forever. Ask whether they believe the U.S. government could have ordered the September 11th attacks itself. 31% of those surveyed in the poll answered yes. Oh, my goodness. I mean, come on, folks. Look, they can keep saying the world's flat. They can kill me tomorrow, but everybody's going to know they carried these attacks out.
It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the powerful Berkey now. Ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ESIAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
What would you rather do? Spend 10 minutes learning how to become debt-free within 2 years, or spend the next 30 years wishing you had? The debt experts at StartOverToday.com can usually settle your debt for approximately 50% of what you owe, including their fees. They provide an easy, convenient, and financially intelligent financial wellness program for getting out of debt without filing bankruptcy in approximately 24 months or less. If you have at least $5,000 in unsecured debt, let the experts at StartOverToday.com use their negotiating skills to reduce your payments and effectively eliminate the interest you're paying. Visit them on the web at startovertoday.com or call them toll-free at 800-251-1991. That's 1-800-251-1991. Startovertoday.com is an intelligent, ethical alternative to bankruptcy and credit counselors and can be your answer to living debt-free. Visit them on the web at startovertoday.com or call today 800-251-1991. Don't consolidate, eliminate.
Well, today the website is InfoWars.net, folks. Be sure and go visit it. We're updating it right now with the news articles we're covering. I'm about to go to Joe and Mike and Tom and Mike and Roger and many others. The toll-free number to join us on air today, we're going to have wide-open phones and cover the news, 800-259-9231. But, again, they can imprison people, they can kill people, they can try to intimidate folks. Everyone is going to know that the government carried out September 11th. It isn't like Pearl Harbor where they let it happen and attacked Japanese submarines that morning in the harbor and tried to cover it up and ordered the military to stand down and had the communiques 12 days before that Admiral Yamamoto was going to attack that morning of December 7th. It's not like, you know, stuff like that that comes out 50, 60 years later. No, we're all going to know, and we're all going to know it now, in the next few months, because when you've got almost the entire country of France saying the U.S. government carried out 911, and when you've got a majority of Germans, 68% saying they're being lied to, and over a third of the people saying they think the government did it, and that's just a mainstream poll, and I'm on 1,000 radio shows, 1,000 radio shows? Oh, granted, I was probably on 700 and something radio shows, because some of them were repeats, but total, thousands of interviews. Think about that. Think about being on a station like KOA out of Denver. Covers 30-something states. I mean, you're getting calls from California, from Louisiana, from Indiana, and every person saying, yeah, the government blew it up. The government did it. They're a bunch of thugs. The cameras are going up. They're taking our rights. Think about how big that is. So let them keep lying. Let them keep licking their lips and reading off the teleprompters and all their neocon scams and lying liberal New World Order scams. Let them keep, and you know what? They're going to do even more horrible things to make us love them, to pose as our saviors. But the genie's out of the bottle. Pandora's box is open. And the truth, you can't kill it. It isn't going to go away. You just watch. No matter how horrible the stuff is you pull, boys, no matter how bad it gets, more people are going to blame you because you are the enemy combatants, you are the terrorists, you are the usurpers, you are the overthrowers of the republic, you are the traitors and the seditious enemy agents of the private corporation, the crime syndicate known as the New World Order. So knock yourselves out. Speaking of 911, here's an article out of the Baltimore Sun today. FAA okays for drones. FAA okays sought for drones. Warriors, pilotless military aircraft, can have valuable civilian uses in the petroleum industry, in law enforcement, and in homeland security, their makers say. And Senator Warner, 3 months ago, started the funding process, and guess what? There are drones over Austin every day now. You can get your binoculars out and watch them by model number flying around. They love us, and that was in the Houston Chronicle. The drones are already in our skies, unmanned, flying around, and they're going to monitor. And for the public, they announced, oh, it's just for traffic, and then down the article, and for law enforcement. I have an article on the drones today where they admit that they're being fitted with the high-tech resonance systems that shoot out, some shoot out a form of radiation, others, well, I guess everything's a form of radiation, but it says they shoot out a particular type of radiation ray, and it gives them a crisp color image of the inside of your house. Forget that old black and white stuff that the high-powered radar does. Nice, crisp images. It's all part of the free society. In your bed, in the shower, in the bathroom, eating dinner, watching TV, high-powered systems flying around, just scanning, looking through with X-ray vision. It's what a free society is. The veterans fought. The Soviet Union, why we fought in Vietnam and Korea, so we could have planes looking through our walls. Through 4 feet of concrete, by the way. The ground-penetrating radar, as it's called. A nice little black-and-white image. But now I have an article here about the new stuff they're going to mount in the police helicopters and in the drones and small little units. It does send out some radiation, but after all, that's good for you. Radiating the beef is even better for the school children. So, we'll get into that. You know, little drones. It's like the movie They Live, but hey, that was a movie about freedom. So was 1984, that book where the helicopter flies around looking through your windows. Hey, a hallmark of liberty, folks. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your ass like
803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you? That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
All right,
down,
the emails on home streaming in, the phone calls.
And it burns, burns, burns.
I know, ladies and gentlemen, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are down. And we think it's because of some type of backbone situation in our area of the South. We're told there's some other problems with other sites that emanate out of this area. But in the past, I mean, we'd go 6 months without it being down, you know, at midnight or something and have to reboot it sometimes. But lately, because the sites are getting tens of millions of visitors every month, and I'm not kidding, folks, it's now into millions and millions of individual people. It's getting ridiculous, and we're going to have to get even bigger servers if it's a server problem, and it's getting very expensive. Now, I've never really talked about this on the air. That's why you need to buy my products, my videos, my books, the stuff that we sell on the shopping carts and that you can order via the toll-free number and that you can order via mail. Because this is a ministry. This is about getting the information out. That's my first and foremost goal. That's why I say you can make copies of my videos for nonprofit, educational, not-for-sale purposes. That's why I do that, because I really want to defeat the New World Order. I don't like it that they killed just under 3,000 people on 9/11. I don't like it that Roosevelt signed a document ordering that 7,000 women and children be left in the Philippines, quote, for propaganda usage, because, quote, if the Japanese capture them, that will be great for newsreels. By the way, that's what the document says. New York Daily News came out last year. You know, I'm upset about stuff like that, you know, and we're going to expose the serial killers here, okay? But we need your help to get it done. But Infowars.net, our backup site, is up and being updated right now with all the news we're going to cover. A little bit late today because of the problem, but that's going to happen. So, yes, I know about it, and I don't want to have to keep addressing it, but I will, or I'm going to keep getting all these calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in New York, then we'll go to Mike, Tom, Roger, and others. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, hi, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good, my friend.
All right. Let me ask you, do you have any impression or maybe some of your contacts in the government or whomever, maybe some of these high-level, maybe mid-level minions are getting cold feet?
Well, they are.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't have specifics because I can't give you specifics in the places that I have specifics, but they've been all over the news blowing the whistles. I mean, but what I'm saying is I can't give you the people I know personally deep inside government because they're sources, but I can tell you about Robert Wright at the National Press Club on C-SPAN, FBI agent crying and saying, if I tell you what I know about 911, I'll be arrested. Here's the letter from Ashcroft. I can't tell you about the other FBI agents I've talked to, but I can talk about David Shippers. I can talk about Robert Wright. I can talk about what Judicial Watch has said. I can talk about Stanley Hilton, who's interviewed over 100 NORAD, FBI, and others that say Bush carried the attacks out. That's Bob Dole's former chief of staff, by the way, suing Bush not for prior knowledge but for running the attacks. I can tell you about that, but I can't tell you about the internal sources I have. But frankly, it's been duplicated so many times, I don't even want to talk to them anymore. It's dangerous for me. It's dangerous for them. We know who did it. The evidence, the prima facie evidence, it's like going to a crime scene that's an orgy of evidence, as they say, and you've got the killer, you know, there at the dinner table eating the body of the person they've killed. I mean, it's and they've shot 500 hours of video of it. It's ridiculous. It's an orgy of evidence, which I actually have pierced the veil on psychological warfare parameters And I believe it's actually a judo move by high-level Illuminati that this is meant to come out. And at a certain level, we're empowering the Illuminati on this broadcast, unless we're conscious of this. Do you know how we're empowering? Do you know how we're empowering the Illuminati, Joe? Okay, let me tell you how we're empowering the Illuminati, unless we're conscious of this. Number one, we are engaging in revelation of the method and mass desensitization to a overall horror that the subconscious is already aware of, so we are being allowed to do this to introduce it so that there is not a mass insanity that then causes a break into open rebellion. Now, that's on one level, but again, it's overheating their system, and there is a sub-twist in the twist, and it's blown up in their face. Ha, ha, ha. Now, this is very dangerous. Now, at another level, what happens is the New World Order wants to discredit America. The New World Order wants to demonize America. And for some of the unsophisticated minds in the world, and the liberals, and some of the Europeans who are more sophisticated but are still not sophisticated enough, they hear and think that America, the red, white, and blue, carried out 911, thus America's bad, UN is good, then the UN comes out against the war, against the imperial moves, against the lies, and makes the UN look good. So in a judo move, they take the energy and allow 911 evidence to come out. They allow it to sit there simmering, destroying America's outlook and the view people have of America worldwide, while empowering the more centralized arms of the New World Order. Is that clear?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, what else is on your mind, Joe?
Well, I guess yesterday you had that gentleman from Canada calling you a traitor and a coward, blah, 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 because you weren't going along. You weren't a Bush worshiper supporter. I found this really interesting comment by Theodore Roosevelt, where he said to announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but is morally treasonable to the American public. I thought that was very interesting.
And he did say that quote during an election, and did point out that it was very patriotic to criticize the government. The Founding Fathers say in the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution that we are the government, and when the government becomes destructive of the Republic, it is our right, our duty, not to overthrow the Constitution and the Republic, but to restore it against the usurpers.
All right, great show, Alex.
Hey, Joe, thank you so much. And without all the little psychological terms and things, revelation of the method, psychological subconscious judo moves, without going into all that, it borders on hyperbole. Let me boil it down simply. There has been a long-term plan by the left to demonize and destroy the institutions of America, okay, and worldwide, anything that's decent, anything that's basic, anything that's innate, family, the real political paradigm of command and control, slavery versus freedom. That's the real political paradigm, the real political spectrum. They have tried to replace it, you know, like programming a computer full of garbage and false semantical terms where you can't even come to a rational decision or thinking process, okay? They've literally scrambled brains out there. That's why some of these people, you can't talk to them because they don't have minds. But they don't count because they are literal cogs, drooling fools, and as sheepdogs, we're not wolves. We don't want to abuse them. We want to protect them. And we understand they're a dangerous tool focused at us like a pack of lemmings to run us over the cliff with them, a stampeding herd of buffalo or woolly mammoths going off the side of the cliff, driven by the drum beaters of the New World Order so they can have delightful feast. Okay, now I'm getting into anthropology, but again, I'm trying to make this as simple as possible. The New World Order doesn't mind at a certain level allowing thinking people to know that the globalists carried out September 11th. Okay? So, because what they do is they then demonize America like America did it and like the U.S. government did it. When the U.S. government in reality, did not carry out September 11. A tiny cabal in key infrastructure positions controlling major mechanisms and fail-safe systems, from the evidence, did carry it out. So that's like saying if somebody hijacks a bus and uses it to run over people on the street, that it's the bus company's fault or the bus manufacturer's fault or the guy that paved the highway's fault. Okay? That's like saying this old man in California that killed 10 people. It's like saying it's the car's fault or the street vendor's fault or the police's fault. No, it's not the car or the street. It's not their fault. It's not America's fault, folks. America didn't do this, okay? The globalists did this. And so they have internal propaganda that invading all these countries is good and all of this is wonderful and we're the good guys, while externally it's put in all the mainstream papers and the evidence is all brought out and is allowed to be brought out by press, even owned by the Bilderberg Group. A lot of the big press owners in Europe are members, to show that the globalists did this, but not to say it's the globalists, to say it's the U.S. government. Then the UN and the IMF and the World Bank and the EU pose as the peaceniks and the good guys, when in reality, those families are the shareholders of the Federal Reserve and of the Fortune 500 in this country, and are using us as the envelope, as the glove, as the camouflage. And so if we're not conscious of that, and let the world say that America did this, and let the world say that even George Bush did this, we're falling into their hands. All right, I don't want to get off into any more of this. It's the same thing with the war. The private shareholders of our Federal Reserve, of the defense agencies and infrastructure and Big Pharma and the rest of them, they are pushing, they're using terror attacks to get us behind the war. Then the world has shown how the war is a fraud and a lie. That lie is hung out there and blamed on America and our institutions to discredit our republic, when our republic had nothing to do with it. It'd be like if a bank robber was a makeup artist, say one of these Hollywood makeup artists, they can put a rubber face on that looks just like somebody else. So the globalists put on the face of America, went in, carried out this slaughter, and then allowed it to come out that, yeah, the witnesses saw this guy in the rubber mask doing it. But they don't know it's a rubber mask, and then they drag America off to prison, and America's blamed for it. Let's go to Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Doc.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
I just had two points I wanted to make. The first point was I wanted to point out how recently with Uday and Crusade, with them being killed, it really shows what a sadist culture we live in, when people are celebrating the deaths of these two men, and they totally forget that we've already lost hundreds of our men, and we're losing men every day.
But it's a big Super Bowl win. Yeah, they said in the news Bush was down, but he just had a big victory. Poll numbers are going back up. By the way, Mike, I don't even buy that these guys are dead. Remember they said three other times they were sure they were dead. Witnesses know they were in the building. They found some bodies. They're going to do some DNA testing, but now they're going to produce photos of them. Well, we've all seen Forrest Gump, where Kennedy gives an award, or LBJ gives an award, to Forrest Gump. I mean, folks, we've all seen the picture of Lee Harvey McVeigh, Lee Harvey Oswald, with a rifle, and the shadows are all going different directions, and it's turned out that is a fake. But let's just forget about it. I mean, I don't believe anything that comes out of their mouths.
Exactly, and I'm glad you brought up Lee Harvey Oswald, because that was my second. That was going to be
Lee Harvey McVeigh, yeah.
Yeah, that was going to be my second point, was that recently JFK has been on TV and a lot, and while I don't necessarily agree with all the topics that Stone touches upon in the movie, I see a lot of parallels and similarities between the 9/11 and the JFK and the whole, like a lot of the reasons behind it, the military-industrial complex.
But let's go further. Just like with the JFK movie that Stone was allowed to make and put out there and promoted, it's evil right-wingers, cowboys that did it, when that's a total fraud. They were involved in the mafia planning and as a sub-directorate, but those orders came directly out of Europe.
Yeah, I noticed that when I was watching that last night. Everybody, it seems they had a lot. Everybody had a cowboy hat on, and you could. And every one of those guys that I saw with a cowboy hat on was either involved in.
And I guess the guys in the cowboy hats control the Pentagon and the New York Times,
exactly.
And the Warren Commission too.
Exactly. They were every scene they were in. You could see them.
So see, they know that we know what they're doing. So they go, okay. It's like a mafia boss doesn't mind if one of his muscle men goes to jail as a capo when he really wasn't a capo, and when the guy gets out in 20 years, he gets rewarded. See, they just, in hindsight, blame some subdivision.
Do you think that perhaps George Bush's father had anything to do with anything?
He was on the ground in Dealey, according to hundreds of major reports. It's a fact.
And then my second question is, just out of curiosity, I'm sure you know a lot more about this than I do. As far as Jack Ruby goes, what was his? I know he died back in the '60s, but what was his cause of death? Like, what was it? I mean,
cancer.
It was cancer.
Accelerated, massive cancer.
And he never, at any point, revealed his story or.
No.
That's all.
Yeah,
I had
a lot of folks. Some of the medical records show he'd been diagnosed with cancer beforehand, and the mob does this a lot. The one of their guys that's got cancer. This has happened a lot, or is real sick, will do a big public hit, and then their family's well taken care of. Now, understand, again, the mafia, and this is admitted, organized crime has the infrastructure, has local officials paid off, knows the ground. They will have an intermediate subdirectorate pay off mafia to carry out hits. Go ahead.
One more thing, Alex. I hope you never, ever play the interview with Ann Coulter again. Not because I dislike the interview. I think it's a great, compelling interview. Because I really can't stand to listen to it again. It makes me that sick to have to hear that, to have to hear her spew that stuff.
Her neocon trash, yeah.
I can't hear that again.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate the call. Let's talk to Roger now. Roger in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Roger. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I want to pound out these two bill numbers that Tom Tancredo is opposing today. They might be voted on in as little as 20 minutes, or so I hear, by 1 o'clock, which I assume means Eastern, but it might not take for hours. So if you all grab your pencils, maybe you could repeat the numbers in just a couple minutes. And by the way, the administration says they're going to serve up photographs of Uday and Usay as proof to the Iraqis.
And that's what I just said.
Yeah, no independent forensics or any such trivial matters as that. Anyway,
but they're getting them ready. It'll take a few days.
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
And they better do a good job. I bet they're going to be blurred. That way you can't go in with a computer and show the editing.
Well, even if
which we've done with past photos. Go ahead.
Even if they're crystal clear, that doesn't mean they weren't cooked. Yeah, okay. Now these two bills...
Hey, wait a minute. Wait, I'll hold you over, Roger, and let you finish. But
sure.
You know Mad Dog Ben Richards, the brutal slayer of 50 men, women, and children. I mean, he did it. He's going to be on the running man tonight. Ready to pay his debt to society in full.
Yeah.
We don't lie. The running man, brought to you by ICS and Cadre Cola.
Yeah, now these two bills are free trade agreements.
Hey, remember, kids, July is bonus recruitment month. Report a family member and receive a double bonus. Tell you what, stay there, Roger, and we'll let you finish up. Right here on The Running Man, the number one television show in the whole wide world.
Federal Reserve, no more federal than Federal Express, and they have no reserves. Our once mighty greenback is losing more value every day. Your fortune is dwindling, and your children's future looks even worse. It's all a result of the power-hungry Federal Reserve. The less wealth you have, the more control they have over you. But what can you do about it? We're all reliant on their funny money for our daily transactions. Well, not anymore. The Liberty Dollar is a silver-backed currency that competes directly with the Fed's fiat currency. It's inflation-proof, and its value is inherent. Get it at wishgranted.com or call toll-free 1-800-850-8998. Now you can escape the greed and control of the Federal Reserve. Thousands of patriots already have, and that means more honorable businesses are accepting the Liberty Dollar every day. Go to wishgranted.com or call 800-850-8998. That's 800-850-8998 to get your Liberty Dollars today. With your help, decent Americans can wipe out the Fed and return to currency with real value, just like the Constitution intended. Go to wishgranted.com today and free yourself with the Liberty Dollar.
dollar.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Wide open phones on this Thursday edition of the Worldwide Broadcast, 800-259-9231. Roger, tell us about these bills and bill numbers that you think are important. And
okay, these two bill numbers, they're dealing with free trade agreements with immigration provisions and two freshly tested toll-free numbers. So we've got to oppose, join 10 Credo in opposing both of these bills. They're H.R. 2738. And 2739, and Capitol Hill switchboard two numbers, 800-648-3516 and 877-762-8762. Just repeat the numbers quickly, H.R. 2738 and 2739, phone 800-648-3516 or 877-762-8762. It's vital you call today and soon because the vote's very quick, and God bless.
All right. Thank you, Roger. Appreciate that. Yeah, I've seen those bills. They're very dangerous. And Bush has said that his job is to get Tancredo out of office because Tancredo's a real conservative like Ron Paul, and the neocons can't have that. We've had Tom Tancredo on the record to tell you that. So for those in Colorado that are blessed enough to have Tancredo, just remember the neocon wants to get him out of office. Better support him. And also, a federal judge just threw out the lawsuit by the NAACP trying to shut down gun makers. Oh, that is good news. The House just voted down the grabbing of the final independent TV and radio stations by the Four Horsemen, the big four networks. That's great news. Part of the Patriot Act just got machine gunned down, but just a small portion of it got strafed by good members of the House. There's a bunch of other provisions that we need to get removed. And so a lot of stuff's happening. A lot of stuff is happening. And, again, some good members of Congress are in the info war firing the big guns and taking out some of the bad legislation. But there's the enemy's throwing even more of us, more of it at us to try to overwhelm us. But we're in the war, and, I'm using the analogy of people standing up to this, being of, firing salvos at the enemy, because that's exactly what it is in an info war sense. I'm going to come back and we'll get to, I haven't even gotten to the news yet, folks. There's just so much of it. And we'll get to Tom and Mike and many others that are holding patiently If you believe in this broadcast and what we're doing and the fight against the globalists, please go to InfoWars.net and link through to our secure online shopping cart and get Police State 3, get the Masters of Terror, get 911, The Road to Tyranny, get Police State 2000, get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. They're all over 2 hours long. Powerful videos covering the crimes of the globalists, not the American government, the globalists that are using the government to destroy America. Get the videos, make copies for non-profit, not for sale purposes, folks. Get them, make copies, get the videos out to your friends, your families, your county commissioners, your sheriffs, and others, so they too can know who the real terrorists are and understand the real reality. So go to InfoWars.net to link through to our secure online shopping cart to order the videos of the books and the other great books and titles we have by other insightful authors, or call toll-free to order at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Expose the fraud of the New World Order. Before I get a bunch of calls asking what I was doing at the end of the last segment, talking about The Running Man, that was a 1986 Arnold Schwarzenegger movie about a high-tech police state where they have fake newscasts and the rest of it, kind of like Wag the Dog, another movie. I suggest you see both of them because we're living in the real world seeing these exact type of things manifest themselves. All right, we're just 70 seconds away from the second hour. Please stay with us.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible.